GOP Rep. Kinzinger, Congress cannot overthrow the election, this is a grifting scam. By Pam Key on December 27, 2020. Representative Adam Kinzinger, REEL, said Sunday on CNN's State of the Union that some members of Congress and President Donald Trump were perpetuating a grifting scam by claiming Congress can change the outcome of the 2020 election on January 6 when a joint session meets to certify the Electoral College. Anchor Dana Bash said, I want to look ahead to January 6 when the Electoral College results will be before a joint session of Congress. President Trump and Vice President Pence met with some Republicans at the White House this week. A number of Senate Republicans, some House Republicans, haven't ruled out contesting at various points the election results. What do you expect to happen? Kinzinger said, I expect there will be a little chaos. This is a scam, though. To explain to people that somehow Congress can overthrow the certified results of every state, that we can change an election outcome when there was not a single court case that had any legs. I mean, even if you believe that somehow the courts were inept in this whole process, if somehow you believe that this whole election was stolen, the reality is there is no impetus to overthrow an election even if you want to, and there is no ability to overthrow an election even if you want to. He added, all that is being done is certain members of Congress and President and, quote-slash-unquote, thought leaders on Twitter with getting retweets and raising money on this scam. It is a scam, and it is going to disappoint the people that believe this election was stolen, that think this is an opportunity to change it. But instead of being disappointed in the people that led them on this grifting scam, they will somehow, you know, try to convince these people that it was. I don't know, what is the new word, the renos in Congress and not the institution that prevents this from happening in the first place. We talk about the Constitution, and we have to follow it. I'm sorry if that doesn't mean the outcome was what you wanted. Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeenan.